Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings and welcome on board the WKOK live telephone talk show On the Mark. I'm Mark Lawrence. Joe McGranahan has the day off, but we're glad to say that Mr. John Shipman, Sunbury City Council member, former member, Spark member, boy, I tell you what, wears a lot of hats around here, but just a great Sunburyan is on board. Welcome aboard, sir.
Thank you, Mark.
Appreciate you coming in. Thank you. You bring that common sense conservatism that always leaves me wondering, oh, geez, why do I feel so strongly about the way that I do. So, all right, so John is back, so we're glad to say he's on board. Albright Council, probably the big, it's almost an obsession. You and your friend Bob Zimmerman just push, think, how can, with your council, how to make that thing work.
Council's a great team. We've got about nine on that council, and we're transitioning away from the council now to a formal board and moving away from SRI. We are now a committee of SRI, and we will soon be a standalone 501c3, and we really need to do that in order to reach out to the Valley and do some fundraising and some other things.
Sort of go regional. Well, I think of Mel Purdy and Slade Schreck and who?
Brianna Heffelbaum and Mike Zettelmoyer.
I'm going to get you in trouble now if you forget somebody.
Yeah,
go ahead.
So,
among others.
Yeah,
I'm going to stop
you. Tom Krause, Gary Seitz. So we've got a great crew. I don't think I missed anybody, but if I did, I apologize.
Right. Well, and it's easy to do. I mean, and plus you've had so many good people pulling for the Albright Center for so long. After a while, it sort of becomes second nature that they're on board and they're helping and,
right,
you know, they're contributors and really getting that thing going. The Albright Council, talking about the Albright Center, the former Albright United Methodist Church in Sunbury, which has already had a lot of renovation done and will get more. At one point, the Albright Center had tax credits, and then the governor did something. What's the status of tax credits in the future?
We're not certain. We did not apply for this round. The state has changed its emphasis away from construction to programs. And the Albright's not quite ready to do programs yet. So we got turned down the previous round for that reason, and we didn't even apply. Hopefully, by this summer when it opens up again, we will be at the point where we have some programs. But the tax credits now are for programs designed for low-mod income individuals.
All right, so that's going to be a while till you get that. But I could use the Albright Center today if I wanted to have a function down there. It's ready to go?
It's available.
Okay, fantastic. All right, yeah, they'll come down and turn the lights on for you, and away you go. All right, well, welcome on board, everybody. We're going to talk about the life and legacy of George H.W. Bush here shortly, and then I pulled up the name of that song, Baby, It's Cold Outside, because that's been back in the news. It's not the first time that anybody's questioned the opportunistic man who's pushing this young lady into enjoying a kiss with him. So we can talk about that. But another radio station sort of publicly said they're going to drop that from their playlist. So we can talk about that. But it is an open phones day. All right, we have two emails coming in. One is labeled Lawmakers Raises, and that's not the most recent one. The most recent one says convicted Democrats continue to abuse taxpayers. So we can definitely read both of those. This shows that once you get to Heritage, Harrisburg, the vortex removes all good brain matter, and the rest of it is just sort of locked up with your party down in Harrisburg. So that's a tragic situation. On the Mark, sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. Our hometown pharmacy's toll-free line is open. Call us 1-800-795-9565. The toll-free line is sponsored by the Shade Mountain Pharmacy in Mount Pleasant Mills, the Norrie Pharmacy, Danville Pharmacy, Lewisburg Pharmacy, the Bloomsburg Medicine Shop, and Trutz Pharmacy in Mifflinburg. You can text us at 70236. If you're a Text Connect member, just reply to a previous message or start up a new one at 70236. If you haven't signed up for Text Connect yet, please do so at WKOK.com. It's to your advantage. We get nothing from it other than an opportunity to keep you informed about important breaking news, information, road closures, tornadic weather, let's see, what else, and major news. The death of George H.W. Bush would have qualified for Text Connect, except it came out during the overnight hour, so we don't text people in the middle of the night. That's always kind of a no-no. People, whenever we text somebody anytime after 9 p.m. or before 4 a.m., the next day the unsubscribe light comes on. People say, no, there's no national news story I want to know of, other than imminent earthquake in my neighborhood. People say that they won. So, yeah, we did not text that late Saturday night. If you aren't a Text Connect member, please go to WKOK.com, and details like that are contained therein, and we would just love to hear from you. We invite folks to call in now. George H.W. Bush, strangely enough, I had an opportunity to meet him when he was running for vice president. He came to Penn State back in the 1980s, and I was a student there, so we had a picture of him. I had an autographed picture of him, but I have no idea where that got to over the years. But I was a reporter at the time for the local college radio station, so we got into a group of, there's probably 30 reporters. I don't know where they all came from in State College, but they were there when the candidate for, well, actually he was candidate for president at the time, but then he ended up getting the office of vice president with Ronald Reagan shortly thereafter. So H.W. Bush, the legacy that comes to mind for you?
I think the big thing, he was always a gentleman. He had his own agendas, but it never was crude. He was always respectful of the opinions and positions of other people. He worked within that framework of civility that no longer exists. And he was maybe the last president that had that status. Everybody respected him, even if they disagreed with him. He was a rooter for the United States. He was a proud American. He was a veteran of World War II. And the United States, to him, was very similar to Ronald Reagan, the shining city on the hill. And he carried that through. His 1,000 points of light was a major initiative for him. And what that meant was just help somebody, you know, just be that point of light, just do something good for somebody else.
Well, yeah, I remember that. And I remember how appropriate. I didn't vote for George W. Bush, given the opportunity to do so, George H.W. Bush, given the opportunity to do so. But I certainly appreciated what he was talking about when he talked about, I hate to say the word now, nationalism, but this idea that if we could all just get on the same page, we wouldn't need, I don't think he said it this way, but we wouldn't need like health and human services if we all just took care of ourselves, if each one took one and helped them. And that was the 1,000 points. So I thought that was very noteworthy of him. Of course, it all was, the context was that he wished to reduce budgets for the human service oriented things. So that always is a little bit controversial. But he also had some other great quotes about gluing people back together and gluing the country back together. He would did so on his inauguration, I think. Of course, he also said, no new taxes, right? That would read my
lips. Was a mistake, you know, right. Especially when the other party controlled both the House and the Senate, and they were just going to make him eat his words. So they promptly presented him with a budget that was required new taxes. Politics is politics, and you shouldn't make promises that you can't keep. And unfortunately, he made a promise that he had no choice. I mean, there was enough clout on the other side that he didn't get to make the decisions. Most of them were made by the loyal opposition in those days to him, and he had no choice but pretty much to sign the bill. So
1-800-795-9565. We're talking about George H.W. Bush briefly here at the beginning of the show. If you have any remarks about him or you wish to elaborate, please call us right now. We are going to move on to other topics shortly, but 1-800-795-9565 is our Hometown Pharmacy's toll-free line. That's 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. Gulf War One. Well, first of all, what a resume. It's no wonder he could be president, you know, this idea, this international experience. And, you know, if it weren't for sort of a flashy upcomer, he probably would have stayed as a president and you know, been a good president. Put together Gulf War One, I guess, was that Desert Storm was the official name of that one, the first one. And, you know, just drew together. What a coalition where everybody was on the same page, where everybody had that common enemy, and that worked. Maybe criticized a little bit afterward for not going on to Baghdad, you know, to displace Gaddafi then.
I think that was probably the only... the only criticism, but he was a coalition builder. While he was a nationalist to a point, he was also a globalist. He felt that there should be international cooperation among nations to make good things happen or to stop bad things from happening. And so he was sort of a transition president. The three presidents that followed him were increasingly globalist, and that's what caused the backlash, I think, in 2016. One of the things that caused a backlash in 2016.
All right, 1-800-795-9565. If you'd like to join our conversation, George H.W. Bush, being remembered as the consummate gentleman, President Obama said he recently had business in Texas and was surprised to see that when he arrived, when he got to the airport, that's not a real word. I use it for the emails, but when he got to the airport, when he arrived at the airport, George H.W. Bush was there to meet him in a wheelchair covered with a blanket and just the same gracious guy he'd always been, even though, you know, he was having a little bit of a struggle. All right, we've got one caller on another topic standing by, so please, Bobby, hold on. We'll take a quick break, but if you want to talk about H.W. Bush, give us a buzz right now. 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. We will be right back.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC way? The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Welcome back to WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show, On the Mark. On the Mark, brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street, Sunbury, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. Find out tons more about them at sunburymotors.com. I haven't been to the Quick Lane in almost 76 hours, but I'll tell you what, they take fabulous care of you. They would love to put snow tires on your vehicle, rotate your tires, pump them up with nitrogen, you name it. They'll take good care of you at the Quick Lane on North 4th Street in Sunbury. State inspections for December are due, so you can get those done. Do not wait till the last minute. The last thing you want to do is go in there at the last minute the week before Christmas and try to squeeze that in. But they'll take good care of you no matter when you do go. They'll pump up your tires with nitrogen, state inspections, alignment, car washing, body work, you name it. They can handle it Monday through Friday at the Quick Lane, 6:30 in the morning to 6 p.m. Saturday, 6:30 in the morning to 2 p.m. They're out hunting for new business at the Quick Lane on Saturday morning, even before I am. So good for them. them, and they are taking good care of their customers. More details about the Quick Lane at sunburymotors.com. WKOK News Time now, 8:48. John Shipman, our guest co-host today, and we have Bobby on the line from Williamsport. Good morning, sir. Thanks for calling in. You are on the mark.
Yeah, well, can you hear me okay?
Perfectly good.
Well, I haven't called you in like a year's time, and there's so much I want to talk to you about.
Well, that's your fault, but you got a couple of minutes. Go right ahead.
Well, I mean, the problem is I didn't have the number, and what I would suggest to you is I'm in the Williamsport area. Now, there's 150,000 to 200,000 market in the valley between Lock Haven and Muncie, okay? I don't know if you knew that.
I don't have all that number top of the mind, but our sales staff, they know.
You can type it in metropolitan Williamsport area.
But we know where everybody is.
Ken Sawyer, but they don't have a talk show anymore in Williamsport.
Right, that's a Clear Channel station.
What I'm saying is you could fill with your talk show, you could fill that vacuum. Now, I don't know if you can get reception, but you can definitely get it on the Internet. So what I would suggest you do is put a picture of you up on some billboards in the Williamsport area and let people know that your phone number and that they can listen to you, because you're missing out on a 200,000 person market up there. It's only 40 miles away.
Right, and Ken trained him good to listen and call in. I know that. I did that show a couple of times while I was up there.
Well, and then, of course, you got the legend why he's always in Williamsport, never in Hollywood, and that's Gary Christman.
Well, he's got to retire soon, so we're looking forward to that.
He must have figured that market out. But anyway, I don't know where to start. I don't know whether to start on George Bush or not.
That's what we're talking about.
The fact that he falsely invaded Iraq and killed over 300,000 children. Did you know when he invaded Iraq, there were 30 hospitals that are working? After the day he invaded it, there were no hospitals. Everybody started dying in an independent country. As far as I'm concerned, George Bush should have been taken in front of the world court in The Hague and taken in absentia for war crimes, and then done like Henry Kissinger. You know, Henry Kissinger in absentia has been declared a international criminal, and if he flies over the space of Holland, he'll go to jail for the rest of his life for what he did with Allende's in Chile in that massacre of the people. And that's sort of the same thing that should happen to George Bush. I know he's dead now, it's too bad, but he should be in prison for invading that with weapons of mass destruction that were proved to be a total lie and a scam. Even the Arab League, which is a group of Arab countries, which Iraq was one of them, said there was no such thing as weapons of mass destruction. They said they don't even have any conventional weapons. And this is Arabs. These were Arabs, people like Jordan and Palestine and Egypt. And that was the Arab League. So, I mean, look at this. Did you know that before, the 2 days before the assassination of Reagan, do you know where George Bush was?
No, I do not.
He was at a dinner with Hinckley, parents, who are oil people. Do you know who shot Reagan? Was Hinckley, son.
All right, so what's the connection?
I don't know. You tell me.
Okay.
Well, I mean, isn't that a little weird? I mean, if it looks like a duck and acts like a duck and flies like a duck, it's usually a duck.
Okay. All right.
I mean, there's all kinds of things with this guy and his family, the dynasty. Do you know, I watched him on an interview one time, and he actually wanted to make a currency called the Ameripeso, which connected Mexico to the United States. He actually wanted to divide Mexico and the United States as one country. And one of the reasons is because he's a multi-billionaire because of his infrastructure in the oil business, his whole family, on the Gulf side and the Pacific side of Mexico, which has, I think, the third largest reserve of oil in the world. I mean, there are so many questions about this guy. I mean, did you know that before Kennedy was shot, I think the day before, he was known to be at the book depository in
George
Dallas?
H.W. Bush?
Yes.
Get out of here. Now, come
yes,
on.
Yes, yes. So type it in. You'll see it. And I'm not
starting
opining
to quack.
On this. I'm not opining on this. These are facts.
Okay.
Anyway, I wanted to talk to you sometime about this illegal alien thing. Did you know that Trump wants to build a wall, right?
No, I'm vaguely familiar with that, yeah.
Okay. Well, did you know how the Mexicans are getting here? And this is all everything I say is a fact. This is all footnoted on the internet. And
well,
in
then it has to be true, then.
If you want to look under Dinnerstein,
you're not
under
helping
the internet,
your case.
They've written books about this.
You're not helping
you know
your
how
case.
They get here? They fly here.
Okay.
80% of all the people don't come over to a wall. They fly here because they have passports. And they have like a 2-week vacation visa. The
right.
difference is when
stay.
You go to Mexico, you come back. When these people come, the citizens of Mexico, they don't go back. So why would you want to build a wall when 80% of the people fly here and don't leave?
Okay. All right, so overstayers. Yeah, we're vaguely familiar with that. I think that's kind of been talked about, that's sort of the unwall version of this, that a lot of the people that are in the U.S. overstay
visas. Well, I'm just saying, why does he keep pushing this wall thing?
I don't think he really
about?
Does push it.
There is no, they're not coming in by the wall.
Hold on a second, Bobby. Is the president really pushing it terribly hard at the moment?
Not like he had when he was campaigning, but yes, he's
well,
still
I just heard him the other day, he said, we're going to shut down the government by the first year if we don't get the wall.
Okay, all right. So, it's part, yes, I am aware
part
it's
of
part of the shutdown. Yeah, and the shutdown won't happen because of the death of President Bush, which is kind of an odd quirk. I'm sorry,
yeah.
We're in mourning. We
yeah,
can't shut
I mean,
down.
Look, I'm sorry that the man died. But if you look into his resume, his history, biography, there's a lot of questions about him.
All right. Gotcha.
And this dynasty that he controlled this country.
All right. Bobby, wrap
I mean,
it up.
He,
what else? Real
he definitely
quick. What
didn't
else?
Want Reagan in. We know that.
All right. What else, Bobby? Go ahead. Wrap it up.
Oh, okay. Well, let's just look into this immigration thing. There's 25 million. They're worried about a caravan. There's already, in Michael Savage's figures, even Trump's figures, where there's 25 million illegal Mexicans in this country as it is. Why do we care about a caravan of 6,000 when we already have 35 million illegal aliens? Trump said that two things he was going to do, he was going to go after Hillary Clinton, and he was going to get rid of the illegal aliens. Let me just explain something about, let's say there's 40 million illegal aliens. We don't know because they don't go into the census, right? We don't know how many people are really here. But let's take the fact that half those people are women. Okay, 50-50, right? So now we have 20 million illegal aliens.
Bobby,
okay.
Bobby, hello.
Time, if they have
Bobby, hold on. Bobby, last sentence. Go ahead. What else? Anything else? Nope, that's it. All right, he's gone. All right, well, thank you so much, Bobby, for calling in. I really, really do appreciate it. Thank you. Food for thought, you know. If you go to all the websites, you can find almost anything you're looking for. All that stuff is out there. All right, well, thanks for calling in, Bobby. I do appreciate that. And we would just love every single one of Ken Sawyer's listeners. And he was quite popular up there. And I got to do a show a couple of times. He had a lot of good regular callers, but the transitional folks in you know, the folks that sort of came and went from the audience up there back when they had a talk show were just wonderful people. So I definitely enjoyed that. They would make a show. Doesn't matter what you say, someone would call. Nope, Mark, the sky's not blue. You got to go back out. It's more of an azure. So you have color blindness, and of course I would have to concede that. So, all right, well, we do have open phones, 1-800-795-9565. We've talked about the life and times of George H.W. Bush and sort of the conventional history, plus now we got a little bit of maybe that which is a little bit farther out there, but we're glad that we have it all, I guess, in perspective. The president returns to Washington today while lying in state at the Capitol Rotunda for 3 days. So that's our nation's highest honor, and that's what happens when you're a World War II vet, an ambassador to other countries, and successfully lead the Gulf War and become a president and a good vice president, too, under Ronald Reagan. And, you know, if you wanted me to say something bad about H.W., I could do it, but now's not the time. You know, all that's water under the bridge. And I do miss what you pointed out earlier, John, is this idea of sort of being a gentleman. You know, I don't think he did name calling, like the Willie Horton ad. He wouldn't even stand for the Willie Horton ad.
No.
You know,
not a bit. He was a consummate gentleman. That I mean, he took the criticism, and he got a lot. He took the criticism. He never railed back. He never. He just went on about his business. He tried to be the role model that a president should be. His family adores him, and I think that's a pretty good indication of the kind of a man he was. The people that knew him best loved him most, and. Was he a perfect man? No, there are only ever one perfect man. And so he wasn't the perfect man. And obviously he had political differences, but his political differences never became an antagonistic battle. He was a gentleman about that, even when some of his opposition wasn't. He never got down in the gutter, and that's the sign of a good man. And he had a faith. He was open about his faith. He publicly said, you know, that there is a God, and he lived his life wanting to reflect that he had a faith in God. I don't know what it was. I never heard him expound on it, but he did make those kind of remarks that there is a God and so forth. So, I mean, he was just a respectful person, and which proves you can be at the top of the pecking order and still be a respectful human being.
Right. Okay. Yeah, good point. So once you're president, you don't have to diss absolutely positively anybody. I don't think I ever heard him actually openly criticize anybody. But all right. This is News Radio 1070 WKOK. More after the news. WKOK Sunbury.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings and welcome on board the WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show, On the Mark. I am Mark Lawrence, a subpar host of the show. Mr. Joe McGranahan has the day off, but I'm very glad to be here and glad that Joe has the day off, but Mr. John Shipman came in as an able substitute. So thank you, sir. Thanks for coming in. You might be more conservative than Joe. Do you think that's possible?
Yeah, maybe a little bit.
Yeah, I think so. I think so. Joe's a natural-born listener, and I guess you are, too, to a certain extent. But I haven't convinced you to change any of your views, have I?
I don't think so.
All right.
But we respect each other.
Absolutely. Oh, my gosh. I have a tremendous amount of respect for you. You're the greatest volunteer in the room right now, so I have to respect that. On the other side of the glass, so we have a man who is substituting today as well. That is Mr. Matt Catrillo, a wonderful news director here at WKOK. He's serving as producer while Rob Center has the day off. Or has the week off, and while Rob is off, we'll see. We'll look through the glass. We'll see Sean Carey in there some days. Matt's going to help out a couple of days, so we'll make sure that we got a good crew over there. So we're going to play the song "Baby, It's Cold Outside." We have that set aside because some radio stations won't play it now because they think it's a male coercing a female into having sex. She says no, so he says, "Well, alcohol is the answer to that." So. We'll see if we can get some of those inhibitions lowered, and then maybe she'll say yes. So I'm looking at the Wikipedia version, and it says it's a popular song written by Frank Loesser in 1944. It's a call-and-response duet in which a host, usually performed by male voice, tries to convince a guest, usually performed by a female, that she should stay the evening because the weather is cold outside. It's very presumptuous, if nothing else. All right. On the Mark, sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. Our hometown pharmacy's toll-free line is wide open. Call us 1-800-795-9565. That toll-free line sponsored by the Shade Mountain Pharmacy in Mount Pleasant Mills, the Norrie Pharmacy, Danville Pharmacy, Lewisburg Pharmacy, the Bloomsburg Medicine Shop, and Trutz Pharmacy in Mifflinburg. You're welcome to email us at onthemark@wkok.com, and you can also text us at 70236. One person did in reference to our caller. Bobby says, Bobby is wearing his tinfoil hat. Iraq didn't have conventional weapons. I guess those tanks and aircraft attacking our troops were all a mirage. Okay, so you remember, of course, we first invaded Kuwait, and then I'm reminded that we were not going after Gaddafi, which is entirely the wrong part of that continent. We were going after Saddam Hussein, so sorry about that. But yes, we encountered a lot of conventional weapons. Some were fired at U.S. troops, and of course, there were U.S. casualties, not so much in Kuwait, but definitely in Iraq. So we appreciate the text, so thank you for that. You can use that Text Connect system if you wish, 70236. You can sign up at WKOK.com. Email us at onthemark@WKOK.com. On the first segment of our show, we talked about the legacy of George H.W. Bush. And if you have more remarks about that, feel free to call us. Here's some news headlines. State police at Selinsgrove Grove say they're investigating a domestic incident they're calling a strangulation case last month. Troopers say around 9 p.m. November 24th, they were called to a home on the New Berlin Highway in Jackson Township, Snyder County. Two victims were identified, a 21-year-old female and a 44-year-old male. Arrested, they say, was 23-year-old Gordon Britton of Winfield. He's facing numerous charges there. A lot of big news over the weekend. Our weekend recap comes from Matt Cotrillo.
A current Bucknell University professor is one of two women accusing a national television show host of sexual misconduct. Bucknell Associate Professor of Physics and Astronomy Dr. Caitlin Allers told Patheos.com she was touched inappropriately by Cosmos host Neil deGrasse Tyson. Dr. Allers says the incident occurred at an after party following a meeting of the American Astronomical Society in 2009. The other accuser is identified as Ashley Watson, a former assistant to Tyson. Fox, National Geographic, and the producers of Cosmos say they will review the matter. You can see the link to the full Patheos report at WKOK.com. Four people are jailed after Selinsgrove police broke up a drug ring in the borough. Selinsgrove police tell us they received word of possible drug sales and distribution Friday at a home on North Market Street. Officers tell us they then applied for and received a search warrant for the premises. Police seized a package of marijuana for sale and a sizable quantity of suspected methamphetamine. Arrested was 38-year-old Dustin Klein of Selinsgrove, 22-year-old Austin Fetterman of Selinsgrove, 26-year-old Uriah Fossey of Watsontown, and 44-year-old Christopher Levan of Florida. All four suspects were arraigned by Magistrate Lori Hackenberg and remanded to the Snyder County Prison in lieu of $50,000 straight bail. Another incident involving a dog has been reported in Watsontown. Police say this time it is a case of animal cruelty. Watsontown police tell us the incident occurred Thursday at 8:30 p.m. in the 300 block of Railroad Street. Police say they found 50-year-old Eugene Foote of Watsontown dangling a Beagle Basset mix in the air by its neck. The dog's hind legs were also suspended off the ground. Charges were filed at the Office of Magisterial District Judge Michael Deal. Matt Cotrillo, News Radio 1070 WKOK.
A New Jersey school district is apologizing for one particular substitute teacher who told first grade students that the substitute teacher didn't think that Santa Claus was real. The Cedar Hill High School principal Michael Raj sent a letter to parents following the incident to, of course, correct the substitute teacher. He says it's a very sensitive issue. The Monteville school superintendent said in a statement that she was troubled and disheartened by the incident. The principal said that the childhood wonder associated with all holidays and traditions is special to her. The principal said that he has spoken with the teacher about her poor judgment. The foolishness. And, of course, now they're going to get coal in their stocking. The substitute teacher, well, male or female, that sub's going to get coal in their stocking, right?
Absolutely.
You can't go spreading rumors switches. Like that. Yeah, that's not... Oh, jeez. That seems harsh. But in any event, okay. Finally, a Cleveland radio station says it has stopped playing Baby, It's Cold Outside after listeners said the song heard on countless holiday playlists is inappropriate. They certainly are not the first to question the song's undertones and criticize the duet, in which one singer tries to persuade the other to stay, and their exchanges include lyrics like, "What's in this drink?" and "Baby, don't hold out." It's obviously the male pressuring the female for sex. One Midday host, Glenn Anderson, says he recognizes that society was different when the song was written back in 1944, but he doesn't think it has a place today, especially in the era of the Me Too movement against sexual harassment. He announced on the pop music station's website this week that the song would no longer be in its around-the-clock rotation of holiday music. So, baby, it's cold outside. We're going to talk about that. I have a copy of it up. I think we should talk about that. I have the lyrics in front of me. A very opportunistic young man is singing that song. And Michael Bublé re-recorded it, so that's why it has maybe new legs, so to speak, in this day and age. We got a caller standing by, though. Mr. Good Lance is on the phone. Good morning, Lance. Thanks for calling in. It's an Open Phones Monday. Go right ahead. You're on the mark.
Okay. First off, I'd like to ask, Mr. Shipman there, were you any kin to Waldo?
No, not close. Knew the family, but our family actually originated out in Elysburg and has now spread throughout most of eastern Northumberland County and Harrisburg and so forth.
But, known as the other diaspora.
We're the poor Shipmans.
Okay, I was going to say, he was one of my boyhood heroes. You know, he was a guy with a Bentley and the bird dog.
You bet.
Yeah. Okay. Well, anyway, George Bush, though, he was not one of my favorite folks because he said that supply-side economics was voodoo economics, for one thing, and then did not do what he should have done, was taken leadership when they in Kuwait. Simply because they really had them on the run really bad. Now, this is information from folks who were there. I worked with many veterans of Desert Storm. And at that point, according to the soldiers in the field now, that would have been the time to take the place with the absolute least amount of bloodshed. They had
the place being Baghdad?
Yeah. I'm talking about, yeah. In other words, I'm talking about taking Baghdad, that they really were on the run. He said it was a story about a fellow who he knew was on a tank. Now, here they are in the sand, the big old Abrams with a gun in the air, and they're stuck. And here comes an Iraqi tank. And the guys looked at each other and says, "Well, it's been good to know you, boys," right? And then they hear this clang, clang, clang on the top of the gun, or top of the tank. They look out, and here's this real tall drink of water Iraqi holding up a big hook and a chain. The hooks are on. They pull them out, and they surrender.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. That happened more times than you'd ever imagine. So the whole deal was they left them go back. They left them regroup. And then the bloodshed that followed was horrible, absolutely horrible. But now we talk about fake news. Now you realize... the old adage that a half-truth is 10 times worse than a lie. Would you say that?
Okay, well, we'll stipulate it for conversation's sake. Go ahead.
Okay, all right. Now, this morning, they said the market's up because Bush backed off on the tariffs for 90 days, and that's really what they said.
Trump.
Trump, okay. Wow, I'm really getting bad here. But anyway, they did that without saying that the Chinese decided they were going to buy more of our goods, and that's why he did it. So everybody thinks, well, he backed off, right?
Well, it's a mini-agreement out of Argentina. Does that sound like something? Am I encapsulating
well,
that correctly?
Well, that's where they were at. But, yeah, there is both of those are part of the agreement. There is a cooling off of 90 days. But China has agreed to buy substantially more U.S. products, which is good.
But they didn't mention that on the news this morning, did they?
Well, how would we know about it? Did you hear about it?
Oh, yeah.
I heard it over the weekend, yeah.
Yeah. But on the CBS, whatever, national news, they don't say that. Like the other week when it was 7% down for the month, okay? They really played that up, you know, your 401s and the whole thing. This is just on, like, the half-hour news. But they forgot to tell you that since that red-faced moron moved into the White House, your stuff would still be up 21%. Don't you think that's sort of a...
Overall, you mean? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. The Chinese market...
So you've uncovered a media bias? Is that what I'm detecting here?
It just it appears so. Let's
put
it that way.
Just did you know that, Lance?
Yeah, well, his appearance
I'm sorry. Did you know that, John? You'd heard about that, right?
I think it's pretty obvious.
Yeah, I think, okay.
There's bias.
Okay. All right. Well, now we talk about our market. They always say about how far down our market goes. Boy, every little blip is well chronicled. Did you ever hear anything about the Chinese? Have you? I mean, seriously, on the national news, not listening to the financial. Stations.
No, you have to get into the financial. Being a financial advisor for 47 years, I pay attention to that. And yes, the Chinese economy has gone from expanding to flat, and there is some real opposition in the higher circles of the Chinese government against Xi for some of the rhetoric against the U.S. So, go ahead.
Yeah. Well, if you look at it, just this year, the old Hang Seng is down 22%. And the S&P, I just checked, I guess it was Friday, and it was down about, I think, 2.5, after the big drops. So, but they never say that. It's always what happens to us, so Trump and our country looks bad. I mean, what do you get out of that there? I didn't even think about guns. They always throw out that 35,000 gun deaths without saying, well, two-thirds are suicides. And when we go to Europe into idyllic places like Sweden, for instance, their suicide rate is higher than ours by quite a bit, and no guns. Ours has gone up from about 11 up into the 14s, and theirs is like in the 18s.
You mean the percentage of individuals?
Oh, no, what I'm saying is... suicides per 100,000 population.
I got you. Okay.
So it's only half thing. So I think that half truth is a lie, don't you think?
Okay. Well,
that's it.
Good argument. All right. Thank you so much, Lance, appreciate the call. Thanks for checking in. Thank you, sir. All right, 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. Feel free to buzz us right now. We are going to play, when we come back, we'll play Baby, It's Cold Outside, and get your opinion. Do you think this is inappropriate, or is it just playful fun against a couple who clearly already knows each other? So, he didn't meet her at this party, so we know that to be true. All right, 1-800-795-9565. We'll be talking about this when we come back.
I decided to write a little song. Here goes. My hometown pharmacy is great because of all these things. Personalized service, friendly employees. They're always glad to see me. They help out my whole family. My grandmom really likes them, and she's super picky. They know me by my nickname. Bet you still can't guess mine. Ha, ha, ha. Pharmacists who care. Really low prices and all that other stuff that my mom likes, but I just don't understand. Happy holidays from me, hometown kid, and from everyone at the hometown pharmacies in Bloomsburg, Northumberland, Lewisburg, Mount Pleasant, Mills, Mifflinburg, and Danville. And Happy New Year. P.S. My nickname is not Hometown Kid.
Mahindra, the world's number one selling tractor, is giving you more for less. Get a Mahindra E-Max 20S SHT with loader for as low as $140 a month with 0% APR, including Mahindra's 7-year limited powertrain warranty, plus Mahindra's national dealer parts and service network. So get the E-Max for the minimum. Save on Mahindra tractors at Hilly Ridge Sales and Service in Mount Pleasant Mills or hillyridge.com. 0% APR financing with 10% down now through December 31st, 2018. See us or go to MahindraUSA.com for more information.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Subaru Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC Way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC Way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC Way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC Way. The SMC Way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at SunburyMotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
All right, welcome back to WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the mark, 1-800-795-9565. We don't get to do this very often, but here's the entire song, Baby, It's Cold Outside. Now, listen carefully to the lyrics. Is the man an opportunist who's trying to take advantage of the woman, or is the woman an opportunist looking for a warm place to spend the night, and she's just waiting for the opportunity to say yes? Here we go.
I really can't stay.
But baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go
away. But baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has
been hoping that you'd
so
drop in.
So very nice.
I'll hold your hands. They're just like
my
ice.
Mother will start to
beautiful,
worry.
What's your
and
hurry?
Father will be pacing the floor.
Listen to the fireplace
so
roar.
Really I'd better scurry.
Beautiful, please don't
well,
hurry.
Maybe just a half a drink
put
more.
Put some records on while I
the neighbors
pour.
Might think
maybe it's bad out there.
Say, what's in this
no
drink?
No cabs to be had out there.
I wish I knew
your
how
eyes are like starlight
to
now.
Break the spell.
I'll take your hat. Your hair looks swell.
I ought to say no, no,
mind
no, sir.
If I'm moving
at
closer?
Least I'm gonna say that I tried.
What's the sense of hurting my pride?
I really can't stay.
Baby, don't hold out. Baby,
but it's cold outside. I simply must
but
go.
But baby, it's cold outside.
The answer
but
is no.
Baby, it's cold outside.
This welcome
how
has been
lucky that you dropped
so
in.
Nice and warm.
Look out the window at that storm.
My sister will be suspicious.
Gosh, your lips look delicious.
My brother will be there at the
waves
door.
Upon a tropical shore.
My maiden aunt's mind is
ooh,
vicious.
Ooh, your lips are delicious.
Well, maybe just a cigarette more.
Never such a blizzard before.
I've got to get
but
home.
But baby, you freeze out there.
Say, lend me a
it's
coat.
It's up to your knees out there.
You've really been
I
grand.
I thrill when you touch my
but
hand.
But don't you see?
How can you do this thing to
there's
me?
There's bound to be talk tomorrow.
Think of my lifelong
at
sorrow.
At least there will be plenty in
if you caught pneumonia and
I really
died,
can't stay.
Get over that old doubt. Ooh, baby,
but it's cold outside.
Oh, there's a couple more lyrics in the song. Okay, fine, then another drink, then. And then he says, that took a lot of convincing. So what do you think? Ban these too suggestive. She clearly says no. The answer is no. She said that. But then he says, your lips look delicious. He says, your lips are delicious. How can you do this thing to me? You know.
Well, you know, Mark, let's be realistic. In life, the male is the pursuer, and the female is the pursued.
Still?
Still.
Okay.
Well, 90% maybe. And I think most women like to be pursued in the proper way. They like flowers. They like candy. They like to be treated.
They like to be asked.
You bet. And so for the most part, up until this recent wave of anti-masculinity, it was a fun song. Okay, that's the way it comes across. You said earlier that the man who wrote it for him and his wife to sing.
Yeah, fabulous so cool. History. I'll read that in a moment, but please continue.
So, the thought that it's improper for a man to pursue a woman, I think a lot of women would be disappointed if our country really adopted that. On the other hand, men need to be gentlemen. They need to ask, and no still means no. It meant no back then, and it means no today. So the fact is that this is the old saying in marriage counseling is that a man gives love to get sex, and a woman gives sex to get love, and it all works out. There's a scenario has played out for centuries, and it ain't going away. Again, we need to understand that respect means that you respect the other person, that no still means no, but that doesn't mean the guy should stop trying. How many guys pursued their wife for 2 or 3 years before she finally said yes?
Okay, and one date, but that's it. It's just a date. That's it.
Well, I mean, these people obviously knew each other.
Why, yeah.
She just stopped in to say hello. So, she, these people knew each other before this particular incident.
Well, this song has a funny history, and this is right from Wikipedia, but I just think it's interesting. It dates back to 1944. It's a popular song written by Frank Lesser in 1944. It's a call-and-response duet. Of course, you know that. He wrote the song for he and his wife to perform at parties. He then sold the song to MGM, and of course it became popular with such singers like Esther Williams and Ricardo Montalban, which is just fabulous trivia. And for that, it won an Academy Award back in 1949. During the 40s, when Hollywood celebrities attended parties, they were expected to perform. So in 1944, Frank Lesser wrote Baby It's Cold Outside for his wife, Lynn Garland, and himself to sing at a housewarming party in New York City at the Navarro Hotel. And they sang the song to indicate to the guests that it was time to leave. Lesser then introduced himself as the evil of two Lessers because of the role that he plays in the song, which is just the greatest pun in history, as near as I can tell. So, to that end, one of our listeners sends us a note in advance and says, really? Baby It's Cold Outside? Rejected? How about Meatloaf's Paradise by the Dashboard Lights? Or how about a million blues songs that are suggestive? Some people really are snowflakes, says...
Signed Margaret.
Margaret, yeah.
Okay, so here's a lady that disagrees.
Well, and, I think it's a safe argument to have. What's the harm in, it's an art form. Like, if somebody did a sculpture and put it in a museum of, a man trying to convince a woman somehow, that would be okay, because it's art. Well, song is art. Lyrics
sure.
are art form, and the performance is an art form. So this is one artist's rendering of something that actually did happen, or in this case, if you think about what it literally is, it's a signal to people that it is time for them to go.
Well, and let's face it, in our society today, we have those people who are perpetually offended. They are looking for something.
Come on.
They're it. Oh, wait a minute.
Who?
There are people that way. Not. I would say the vast majority is not. Vast majority live and let live. You do your thing, I do my thing. It's okay.
But a vocal minority.
But there is a small minority that are offended by everything. You think about the things that for many of us seem harmless, and they're incensed by this. And it's like, really?
Well, in part because we've been very disrespectful to a lot of individuals over the decades. And so somebody's getting busted for being disrespectful or not taking no for an answer. If you want to, keep reading more and more into the song, she says no, but he plies her with drinks. And at one point he says her lips look delicious, but a couple of lines later, they are delicious.
Well, maybe she gave in. Had a kiss between there.
She gave in, so he convinced her. So, all right, we'll take calls on this. This is an unholy matchup, John and I talking about this. We need outsiders on this. We need some women to call. Margaret, if you want to call, or any other woman out there, call us about what do you think about this particular song. One radio station says, in the light of the Me Too movement, another probably playing not the version I played, which is from the 1950s, but the, and I'm sorry, I don't know who's singing in my version. It's not Ricardo Montalban, and it isn't Michael Bublé, so it's somewhere in between. But we'll take all comers on this topic. 1-800-795-9565 is our Hometown Pharmacy's toll-free line. That is 1-800-795-9565. It's an open phones day. Joe said, or Joe, yeah. John says that there's some anti-masculinity out there and that some people are offended by everything. I suppose maybe there are people offended by everything, but, you know, when does disrespect turn, or when does being offended mean that you've detected disrespect and you want to call it out? And are there women out there that are anti-masculine? Is that a movement too? Is that a movement too? Yes or no?
According to 60s feminists, that is a movement today.
Oh, okay.
These are women who fought for equal pay and so forth, which I agree with. You know, equal pay for equal work is fair. You know, women in those days were not treated equally in the workplace and so forth. And that was wrong. And I agree with that feminism.
Right.
But even those feminists are saying feminism today is not really feminism. It's anti-masculinity.
Oh, so we have two classes of feminists now. One, the old school. Now there's a new class.
Well, this is the third wave of
feminism. Well, we got to find out about that when we come back.
The first wave, right. they fought for the right to vote.
This is like the world according to GARP or something.
No, this is the early 1900s when women fought for the right to vote.
Right. Okay. Oh, okay, right. Suffrages and so on.
Yeah, so that was the first wave of feminism. The second wave, which I agree with, the second wave of feminism was equality, equal right for equal pay, equal opportunity in the marketplace.
60s, 70s,
the
and
60s and 70s.
Now.
That's good. That was good. Okay? But now, even the 60s feminists are saying that the feminism of today is actually anti-masculinity.
All right. We've gone too far. All right. We're going to talk about that when we return. Call us immediately. We've got open phones. 1-800-795-9565 is the telephone number. John Shipman and I are trying to unravel the mysteries of feminism. 1-800-795-9565.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you, the other guy's way or the SMC way. The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
All right, we got a little one. My computer is frozen up, so pot that down if you don't mind, because that bumper will start in the middle of our sentence here, if you don't mind. Thank you so much. 1-800-795-9565 is our open phone. We got one caller coming in and another one waiting. Dan, you are, wrong line. There you go. Dan, you're on the mark.
Hey, good morning, guys. Why, I agree with John on the song, Baby, It's Outside. I make this statement because it happened to me. I pursued her, and I pursued her, and I pursued her, and gradually she caught me. So
you wore her down.
So I think that's the way it generally happens, and I thank you guys for the good program, and all you guys out there, keep on cruising.
Keep on trying. All right. Thank you so much, Doug.
Yeah, bye.
All right. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. We'd love to hear from you. Baby, It's Cold Outside from 1944. Frank Lesser, the evil of the two Lessers, when you talk about he and his wife in the same room, which is I just think is fabulous, saying that it took a lot of convincing, and he gave her a couple of drinks, and eventually she decided to stay. So, three waves of feminism. Yeah, this is interesting. The first was suffragettes, then the 60s, 70s, and 80s, and maybe up to current time, but then the latest wave.
Yeah, Me too. I mean, if you look at the generally accepted thinking, that's even by the feminists themselves, they will tell you this is the third wave. And they will tell you the first wave was basic rights, the right to vote and so forth. Now, the right to go in a drinking establishment without a male accompaniment. I mean, these are basic rights. Then equal rights in the 70s, basically, really, but starting in the 60s into the 80s, where equal pay for equal work, equal treatment in the workplace and in the marketplace. These are just human dignity issues. Okay? And if you read many of the feminists of the 60s and 70s, they feel that the current wave of feminism has gone too far. I mean, you just have to read a little bit. They're saying things. I read a really interesting article this past week on the topic, a woman in her 50s, raised by a feminist mother, a single mother. She didn't say why the father was absent, who drilled her and drilled her and drilled her that, you know, she had to be independent, she had to make it on her own, gave her a good education, she got a good job, fantastic career. Now she's in her 50s and very unfulfilled. The job, she's got a great job. It's, you know, it's a job.
She should have had a man?
Well, and what she's saying. What she's saying now is she regrets. All of her college classmates are now becoming grandparents, and she's all alone.
So she said no to men.
She had never been married, and so, which is okay if that's her choice. But her point is she thought she was doing what was best for herself, and maybe it wasn't.
All right, 1-800-795-9565. Thank you so much for calling in, Margaret. You are on the mark. We're talking about the third wave of feminism that's alive today.
Well, thank goodness. I had trouble getting through to you because of my phone issue, so I missed the beginning of what John said. But it didn't sound... I'm not sure what it was, so I didn't hear the beginning of who he was talking about. But that doesn't matter. I called in because, number one, you did ask me to, and so here I am.
Well, thank you. John says...
John, go ahead.
I was just going to say John also made a comment that some of today's feminism is anti-masculine, to really kind of demasculate men in general. I don't agree with that, but...
Oh, really?
But I could be wrong.
Because it's a generalization that has no backing. In fact, you don't believe with it.
Oh, I'm just quoting women who were part of the second wave of feminism of the 60s.
Right, I'm one of those women.
And that's great.
Right. In the 70s, I was out demonstrating on the streets to get the Equal Rights Amendment passed. I was a member of NOW, and we were active with doing stuff like that in the mid-70s. So am I part of the new feminist movement?
No,
or
you're
the middle
not.
One? Yes, I am.
I
look at the third wave, I have daughters. Okay, and a granddaughter. I'm one of the luckiest women alive. And John's talking through his one experience, perhaps.
I don't think you heard what I said. I was quoting women who were part of of the second movement.
I did.
Who are now saying that this, and I said earlier, I absolutely agree with the first and second wave. These were important things. But what I'm saying is that women who were involved in your movement are now saying that the current third wave of feminism seems to them to be more anti-masculine than it really is to promote women. And I'm just quoting what I've been reading.
Okay. I'll give you something else to think about. I am one of those women. Okay. I am the second wave. My daughters and my granddaughter would be considered part of the third wave, correct? And as far as being anti-masculine, I don't see it in any of them, in any of their friends, of any of the coworkers. Half of the people I go camping with are in their 40s, and this is the people you're talking about. I don't see it anywhere, so I think you're talking through your hat.
I've never experienced that. I talk with a lot of women in my business, in my career. I've never experienced that. I'm telling you what I've been reading about women from your generation who feel that some, not all, some in this latest wave are just anti-male.
Although a lot of today's focus is on harassment in the workplace, we recognize that as a valid effort. Okay, so that's...
I mean, there's no place for
that.
That's
the third wave.
You know, I
that's
ran
the
a business,
Me Too.
I ran a business for more than 20 years, and I employed, on the average, about 22 women, and not one of them ever could say that I treated them with anything except absolute respect for who they were as a person, and
a professional.
Actually, after I sold the business, a lot of them came to me and said, would you please buy this back? So, you know, I think that I have a pretty good track record with my relationship with women. I've always totally respected them, and I learned that from my mother.
Well, Margaret, any additional remark?
Well, I think John's mama raised him right.
All right. Thank you.
I have no additional remarks. Thank you. Take care, guys.
Thank you, Margaret.
Thank you so much. One of our listeners sends us a note, says, morning, fellas, give me a break. Like John said, there are people out there who are constantly offended and are simply planning their days hunting and searching in our daily lives, and they have succeeded today on WKOK because the subject is getting time on the air. What about Santa Baby? They are on a self-appointed crusade to tear down everything we have and can't say that either because they would be in cahoots with those who say the word crusade, a bad thing. Riverhawks, right? What a load of baloney. I pursued my wife for several years. Big deal, right? That's bad news to the feminazis that they are by far one of the most hypocritical groups in our great nation today. All they want to do is to hate men, masculinity, and anything related to testosterone. They're frustrated by their lack of attention given to them by men. Got to go and make a fire because, baby, it's cold outside. Now, David, it's only 44. It's mild outside, which is actually that's the normal. This is normal for November. So.
Well, next week will be normal. Or the rest of the week, I think we're going to be overnight lows in the 20s and daytime highs in the 30s starting tomorrow.
Oh, that's a little too chilly. All right. Thank you, sir, for the email. Very much appreciated. We'll take more comers. We are talking about what is an anti-masculine wave that appears to be sliver of the third wave of feminism, not the bulk of it, but some women apparently just don't want men to do anything or be anything or have anything or say anything. Please call us right now, 1-800-795-9565. Tell me I'm not encapsulating that correctly. I'd love to be corrected. 1-800-795-9565 is our Hometown Pharmacy's toll-free line.
I want to hit.
SMC Way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors Way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC Way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC Way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC Way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC Way. The choice is up to you, the other guy's way or the SMC Way. The SMC Way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Welcome back. WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the mark, 1-800-795-9565. Got callers standing by. We're going to get to those in one split second. But you know what they did? They dialed the toll-free line, which is sponsored by the Shade Mountain Pharmacy on Route 35 in Mount Pleasant Mills, Trutz Pharmacy on Walnut Street in Mifflinburg, the Norrie Pharmacy on Duke Street in Northumberland, the Danville Pharmacy on Mill Street in Danville, the Bloomsburg Medicine Shop on Market Street in Bloomsburg, and the Lewisburg Pharmacy over there on 2nd Street. They want to remind you that when you shop at a local business, yes, they hope it's their hometown pharmacy, but any local business, don't go to the big box place. Go to your local tire store. Go to your local pharmacy. Go to your local, on a roll in Northumberland. I'm trying to think of where I can get lunch around here. And so these are, when you shop at a hometown place, guess what? That dollar rattles around in that hometown 10 times over. We got that reemphasized again over the weekend on Small Business Saturday, that you can help your community over and over by shopping at a hometown pharmacy. They keep the money in the town. Somebody finally takes it to Walmart, and then it goes to China. But this is your opportunity to help out. We talked about this morning with the Sealands Grove Chamber of Commerce. 74 small businesses in and around Sealands Grove. How about that? I know you know about the ones on Main Street and Pine Street, but there's 74 businesses, members of the chamber. And I guess it's conceivable there's some businesses up there that aren't members of the chamber. But, you know, whether it's the Hometown Pharmacy, Shade Mountain Pharmacy, Trutz Pharmacy, Norrie Pharmacy, Danville Pharmacy, Bloomsburg Medicine Shop, or Lewisburg Pharmacy, you're shopping in your hometown. Al, thank you for waiting that short moment. You get 2.5 minutes, and then the next caller gets 2.5 minutes. Go ahead. You're on the mark.
Well, thanks for the 2.5 minutes. And that song is just what the procreator wanted us, the creator wanted us to do, is procreate. And it's just life, it's a song imitating life.
Well, there's no indication that they get married. There's no indication. There's no indication that they get married at any point there. So there's no indication they get married. That's the dilemma.
Well, if without the song, they would have never got married. How would you know he is interested?
Well, that's right.
How would we all get here? Now, listen. The Creator wants us to procreate, and this is just life. You know what we do is talking about the birds and the bees bad. You know, and besides the movement, we've always been about 20 years behind around here. So, you know, some of this stuff really sounds ridiculous to us. We're used to sayings like happy wife, happy life, you know, things like that. It's all about the kids. But, you know, it's the procreation of it all. It's art. And like they mentioned earlier, you know, you got to have art or you don't have a good society. And if they want to shut the romance of it all down, we'll be extinct before we know it.
All right. We got you. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. So there's nothing wrong. It's a harmless song. It's to help. It's God's way, right?
Well, certainly.
Okay.
And just like Baby It's Cold Outside is like, what's the other one I wrote down here? What about the baby? You know, now the baby going to get mad because we're saying, baby, it's cold outside? Going to put the baby outside, it's cold? I mean, you can take the words and put them any way you want. You can fight about anything. And this is just another way to get our attention. And the real things we ought to be worried about is, like, over in China, there's camps over in China that you don't want to go to. If you're a bad Chinese citizen, you get to go to them. And if you don't conform, well, they behead you. You don't go back into society. But if you do conform, you're okay. And then everybody's happy if Trump wants to deal with them. But like I said about Khashoggi, he was in the Muslim Brotherhood, and we're all worried about that. The only way you get out of there is like the mafia. So there's bigger things to worry about than songs.
All right, we got you. I definitely know that this isn't the biggest issue on the global plate today, but you know, some of these. This we always talk about things that kind of relate to people. We play this song on our station, so some of them. So a resourceful person.
Yeah, don't quit. It's
all right,
great.
Well, I don't think we have any plans for that. Michael Bublé is too popular. All right, thank you. Appreciate the call,
yep.
Chris. Thank you for waiting. You're on the mark.
Yeah, as far as the song goes, it's a amusing song with good lyrics, but it is kind of borderline in terms of what's actually going on there, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. He's plying her with drinks so that she'll say yes, and she's clearly said
and
no.
And she's clearly trying to say no, but, you know, it's a song. It's things that really happen, and sometimes it's with good intent, and sometimes it's with bad intent, and sometimes it has a happy ending, and sometimes things get carried away where they shouldn't. But I don't see any reason to ban it if that's what you're talking about. But as far as this third wave of feminism that John is talking about, it sounds... I think he's just been reading stuff that's made him... It's not things he's actually observed, it's things he's read that's got him upset, it sounds like. And the idea that there aren't women still around who, even though they had a family and love their family, still feel that their lives are a little empty because they didn't follow that business they wanted to create or some other dream in the art world they actually had and some talent they felt they had that never got used, and now also feel kind of empty because of it. I still think that happens. So I don't see why the other way means anything particularly.
Well, Chris,
and
I agree with
like
that.
You always, women, the feminist movement, all three ways faced, oh, you're just anti-men. And there are some group of them that might have been anti-men. But it's consistent through the ages that way. They've been accused of the exact same things. John say, oh, I agreed with, women should be able to be in the home but not vote. Oh, women should be able to vote. But they don't. Equal pay is interfering with the workplace. You know, you can go on and on.
All right, hold on, Chris. Stop. Chris, hold on. You wanted to say something to Chris. Please go right ahead.
Chris, I agree that each person should be able to follow their own dream. Okay, if that's a job and a career, that's fantastic. If it's a family, if it's both, but you know, no, we shouldn't tell each other how to live their lives.
All right, Chris, we'll give you the last word. Go right ahead. We have 10 seconds.
You shouldn't tell each other how to live their lives. Well, what are you doing? That's what you're telling them right now. You shouldn't be anti-man. Oh, it's wrong.
Good point. I gotcha. All right. Thank you so much, Chris. Appreciate that. All right. Liberal reporter that I am, I'm going to tell you the Dow Jones Industrial Average opened with a big boost, surging 425 points, in part because of a de facto trade agreement between the president and China. This is WDKOK Sunbury.